about the society, or the society, come on, what it says, which talks about, and that's where it's got the groups in.
Mm. Yeah.
And there is a blurb on each group.
Mm. It does committee, and it does this and does that.
And sure, those are some of those words. Nobody's updated the history, heritage, and archive one for a long time. No.
Well, I heard that I haven't seen it. So I can't say it's certainly true, because obviously a lot of people don't know how this stuff works. But what I was told was that when more information was put up, other information was mysteriously removed or disappeared. But there seemed to be some limit on it. And so yeah, that kind of ruled out what was happening. I think
he needed to be guided.
Yeah, sure.
Because he wasn't.
No reason why this should be anyone's area of expertise, if you don't know. No reason at all.
Say that again. When something goes up...
Yeah, so there seemed to be a capacity.
Something comes off the bottom.
Something came off the bottom.
Goes up. Where? On the blur?
If information is added...
They're called posts. Yeah, the posts.
Yes, something
is
posted. So you add a couple of posts. Something at the bottom comes off.
Some other post came off. And that's... I've not heard that before, but it seemed to be...
We can ask Anthony about
that. There's like a limit of words.
But anyway, we can bypass all of this. We can... Just say,
that can all
here's
be
the website,
sorted.
Here's the link, yeah. Here's a description, and link it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. And there's no need to be any more complicated or indirect than that, mm-hmm. in our opinion, or mm-hmm. my opinion. Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, you will stay part of the conservation society and come in as the history group.
Mm-hmm.
You will have... a link, you will organise a link into our website with your history website. So that's that. Our members, we will need somebody from your group to come onto our committee to report back to us. Because whatever we do, I mean, Joyce used to report back to us. They all, the history group did what they felt best, and we all agreed with what they were doing because it was of use to the history of Feltham. So we're happy with what's going on. We just need it all reported back.
Yeah, okay. Well, sure. And if it's all linked correctly,
yeah.
You know, it's there for all to see. Okay.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
We get a written report.
Once every meeting.
Every time we have a meeting, a written report.
And it goes on to our website,
you know,
too.
Yeah. Of course, it's proper bookkeeping and record keeping. Mm. I understand
what's been done and where you're up to.
Yeah.
Which we all do.
So can I ask a question? So under... Feltham Village, with the list of the things like living history, etc. Do those still continue to stay there?
Let's have a look. Wait a minute.
Well, that's an interesting one. There's a way of making it more efficient. I would perhaps suggest we'd have to go through it together and say, yes, that works for us, or how about linking those two or changing that to that, and... So it'd be like renaming your chapters in a book. That's the kind of thing that we would be doing.
Well, there we are. That's what we've got. So we've got...
So if you go to about Feltham Village then down
we've
the left.
Got, yes, all those. Living History Archive, History Map, Feltham Heritage Assets, Conservation Area, Listed Buildings. Now, did the heritage assets come under conservation?
It was a mix. It was a mix of the conservation group and the history group.
So
Bill Brooks took all the new photographs of all the listed buildings.
Right.
And we still haven't finished that because we've got the buildings of structures of special interest.
You see, there's so much more that needs updating.
It's people to do them.
But it's people to do them.
So what's the next one?
It's time.
Listed buildings map, local green spaces, other heritage assets, which would mean...
That's the structure. That's the, like, what used to be the estate agents with the wooden... bits on it was one of those.
Oh, the King's... What were they called?
King and Chasemore.
And then Feltham Fallen came somewhere along
Feltham's
there.
Feltham's Fallen.
And then it's got people, map. Yes. That's all the Feltham Fallen. Blue plaques map.
There's an overlap, but there is also quite a clear distinction between heritage and history.
Yeah.
I think, according to this which is interesting, and that could work. That could work. Filth and Fallen, of course, is both.
Mm. Yeah, so we would love to see the rest of the, I mean,
we would like those boards back.
A project that needs to be completed.
Yeah.
To finish all of those, and that's a very straightforward.
Mm. So can so we have would... those? Roger's got the boards. So Glenn.
Well, Roger was going. To, Roger and going to, what's the
Marion?
Marion.
No, but that's the other lady's name who did a lot of it.
Sarah.
No.
I don't know.
Not Lorraine.
Well, Lorraine, Valerie?
No.
Anyway, somebody.
Before me.
Who did a lot of the work.
Mm.
And Roger were going to do that. Mm. So they were shown how to do it.
Mm.
And they given access. Mm. And they were going to put up the rest of the stuff, because I didn't have time to do it all. I did a few of them. But if they're not going to do that, then...
Well, you know how to do it.
I'll just do it.
If we could have the boards back...
Mm. I'll just
and,
do it.
And when you come back from holiday...
Yes.
You can get on with it, because there's a lot to do with the blacks. He was showing us all the research.
How long are you away for in Madeira?
I'm only away for a week.
Okay. Oh.
So he's going to revitalise.
Well, I've stopped doing some of these things, so I'm quite happy to... do some stuff sitting there.
It's a fantastic place, yeah, I must say. It's really special. Yeah.
So, yes. Yeah. I mean,
so, if we could have those when...
And then...
Where do you want them to actually go to?
No, you can have them in your garage. I've got nowhere to put them.
I'll get them from you, all right?
Or if they come to me, then, yes. and then I'll give them... Okay.
All right. Well, that's long.
Because my garage is damp, so going in there will be a problem.
I've not seen them, so I don't know...
We did.
I'm too new for the board.
Right, but what we did was that for the commemoration of the end of the First World War, World War One, two things happened. One is we did this research of a few.
It was Joyce and the lady from the university. She died.
Chichester
University.
The soldiers. We did an exhibition in the
Memorial Hall.
Memorial Hall, and we did a World War One tea party, Lions Corner House tea party.
All as part of those
celebrations. And you did the the walks round the houses.
And the walks round the houses.
Right. Each of these individuals.
So the boards were all made up for that. But then we thought, rather than keeping the boards in a bag somewhere and bringing them out occasionally, we use them at school, we use them at here, we use them at there.
Put them on the website.
And we could break them down and just make boards and put them on the website of each unit.
I mean, one of the great benefits of doing it this way is it removes a huge amount of work from the person who on the committee or in the group who's responsible for it. Because we take over in terms of putting data up and organising it. That's all it is. And presenting it, we take over, you know, a large amount of that aspect of it. So it would really save somebody huge amount of time.
Because I don't know who does it otherwise.
So when say, Valerie comes along with a research paper, she wants it up there in a certain way.
Mm.
And I can go like this, and she goes, that's it, you know, done. Mm.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Whereas some poor chap in the conservation side has got to... from a point of ignorance, saying, well, I don't know what you want, you know.
Mm.
Where's it going to go? So I think, it's going to be beneficial all round. Once we've got the structure right.
Yeah. So, reiterate again. History group still with...
Yeah, I mean, that was never in doubt.
No, but that's
not
where
sure
we were...
where it came
no,
from.
It was... Roger said, I'm out, I don't want any more to do with it. So he's...
Okay.
And has to be...
And it all became very...
That's what put people's back
up. It really upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
I understand.
History with...
The History Group.
The History Group.
The Feltham History Group?
Well, yes.
I mean, at the top of the website, you've seen...
The Feltham History Group.
There is one technicality about that is that the domain name says the Fell from History, the Fell from History Society.net. Now, you don't really see that.
As long as nobody sees it.
And then another thing
so
I can do.
Put that there?
Well, I did that for me initially. Oh. That was, it's not, it's,
and who
it's
told you, you that it was a society?
Well, I thought we just had to do something. We had to register a domain name to get this thing going.
Can that be altered?
Yeah, can it not be altered?
You'd have to do a whole new domain name and a whole new website. So what I can do is I can get another domain name, the fellfromhistorygroup.net, and you just link that to that.
Okay.
So it automatically goes
to the Fell from History. So if it goes in, we'll go over to the group.
It would automatically be forwarded.
I think that's a
it's
good
a
idea.
Forwarding process that happens. Now I can.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, my chat, my web guy in America is on holiday at the moment, but as soon as he's back, and it'll be a matter of days, I mean, I can do that, you know, really,
so
really
link
quickly.
History group.
That's the idea. But what I don't want to have to do is start again.
Yeah. No, understood.
A huge
understood.
Amount has gone into
but if
it.
If that can.
I'll make that happen.
Yeah. Fabulous.
So the history, because in a lot of our blurb, and I've got hundreds now, I think I've still got history, heritage, and archive group in all our leaflets, and I'm not going to throw them away because we paid for them and it goes out. So people won't realise what's going on anyway. They'll know it's history and that's it.
Yeah.
So until we renew our leaflets, that will remain as is. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
So we continue, and you're part of us.
Yes, absolutely.
Society.
Absolutely.
That's good.
And just choose somebody who's going to join the committee.
Yeah.
Will it be you?
No.
No.
No. I've got enough to do with the website and all the rest of it. And I mean, I understand why you ask, but it's just purely that I mean, I'm also still working, and I'm really concerned about overcommitting.
Mm.
And I mean, I do it with work as well. I never take on work I can't commit to.
Mm.
And I just say, I'm sorry, I'm too busy or whatever. Because I've been before overcommitted and it's horrible.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
You upset everybody.
Yeah, of course.
So I'd rather say, I'm sorry.
Well, you can put it to the history group.
Of course.
We
of
would
course
rather would like, because we've only got one male on our committee, we would rather like, if you've got any chaps, a male to stand on the committee or come on the committee.
But, you know.
But if not,
it doesn't matter.
It's mostly
we do, though, don't we? We need some more men.
I'm not sure you're allowed to say that.
Well, I am, and that's it.
We're amongst friends. Yes.
Yeah, I don't
We're
care.
Amongst friends.
But it doesn't matter.
We have to. Poor old Kevin's the only guy on the committee.
Oh, he holds his own.
Oh, I know he does, but we need somebody else, because women tend to, I'm sorry to say it, gas more. Men want to get on with things. And
well,
that's
we'll
what
take
we want.
Whoever is available.
I know, I can give you loads of examples where that isn't true. Anyway, yes.
We'll take whoever's available.
Because being chair, I've noticed this, so I've just said, let's move on.
So what about your role, your position?
Well, at the
going
moment
forward?
I'm acting chair. Kevin, I'm looking at, well, I'm not telling him yet, I'm looking at... looking into him being chair one day, but he can't do it yet because he's still co-opted and he's got to come on the committee properly yet.
Right.
So
I
till the AGM.
I said,
so
having done
April.
It this year,
April.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to continue as chair in the way I have this year.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's quite stressful.
Hmm?
It's quite stressful.
It can be, but I've sort of got my head round it now. But you get a lot of stuff in one go. Like this morning after the committee meeting, there was a lot going on. Because there's a lot of decisions to be made. And everyone has to agree, you know. Mm. So I'm happy to do that. Peter Sharon might come on board as our bookkeeper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
well,
good.
Well, he will.
Yeah, he will.
He's got his own, yeah. So instead of us using Lime, which was costing us a lot of money, we'll...
Oh, that's a...
It was, you know, for doing very little, really. The only busy times were around the fete. And I could do it myself, bookkeeping, but I don't want to take any more on. I've got enough going on. I'm membership secretary too. But we're also looking at that in a different way. And you spoke with Kevin about that. We spoke about a discount card.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're
that
moving forward
that was,
with that.
They were really, really pleased that you took the care and attention to consult with us about that.
Well, we wanted
good stuff.
We wanted you, because we don't want to tread on your feet in any way.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, with what you might be doing.
Yeah. Well, we're still some way off.
Yeah, and you're some way off. So we're looking at that to go out to members.
Yeah. So what's your membership? 250?
It's about 250.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it was a lot more last year. It was another 50 more. Since COVID, it sort of fizzled away.
Well, a lot has, yeah.
But we'd like to grow it, not massively, but we'd like to get about 500 would be quite nice. Because when you think there's 12,000 people in the village, including children.
Would that make it the biggest society representing the village, if it was 500 people? Sailing Club?
I should think it would.
Sailing Club has...
No, Sailing Club has a lot more, but it's different.
Oh, does it? Because they have social and sailing, don't they?
I'm social.
And the social's become quite a big thing.
On a boat.
Yeah.
And the social side has become very popular.
It has.
In fact, the AGM's tonight.
It's great, yeah, it's fun.
The AGM's tonight.
Representing the village, no, it is the only one.
Okay.
Mm. There isn't anything else.
And, you know, people...
But it isn't really... The membership societies, forgive me saying, I think have changed anyway, because, yes, it's nice to have 200, 300 members, but actually the power is in some... How many have you got on the public website now?
Mm. Oh, about 1,500 now.
That's our Facebook page. Okay, so yeah, then they're not paying a membership fee,
no.
But you've still got them within your...
Hold, if so speak.
Your society.
Yeah.
So they are... That's the new way. And,
yeah, but...
And of course, if you're doing something like Fates and whatever, then
it's a good way of promoting
that's
too.
It is.
So I started that up as you have, to retain the history and draw on history from people before they all disappear and we won't have it any longer.
I know.
I was talking to my big thing.
Actually, I interviewed Judy Armson yesterday about her great 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 uncle, who is Sir Rowland Hill, who invented the stamp and founded our modern post office. And she had all these archives out in front of me on the table. It was fantastic.
Wow.
Yep.
She local?
Yeah.
She lives in Waterloo Road.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Mike Armson.
Yeah.
The two of them, they don't go to the same income.
Mike's in Probus. It's where I first met him.
Oh, right. Okay.
No, they're not. They're not Sailing Club. No. They, I mean, it was great. It was very funny as well. She's a character.
They always come to the social evenings.
So you've got, we've got here a direct link to. I mean, also the connection. Rowland Hill set up the system that now Horizon and all that nonsense is undermining.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's local. She's here. Amazing.
And there's another lady that would be really good to interview is Mary Marler. She lives now in one of the only listed houses in the village along Vicarage Lane.
The one with the,
inside there, she's got interesting, not skeletons, but engraving.
Now that would be interesting.
Engraving in the woodwork.
Yeah, oh.
Of
gosh.
Who was it?
Not in Pear Cottage.
Petrie.
Yeah, yes. Petrie. Yes, that's it.
No, she would be a good one because she's... How old is she now?
Because that's the oldest.
Mary's 78.
Right.
That's the oldest. And then the... Murdo is the second oldest.
Well, there's another
1651.
But there's another one nearby, top. Lavender Cottage.
That's Murdo.
There's another one.
Oh, another one.
There's another one. Is it the one opposite Boots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lavender's office.
Oh, that's Lavender. Yeah, Lavenum is Murdo, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. See, I told you I was a newbie.
But Mary Marler, it would be good to go in there and have a look.
Oh, great.
Because there's a lot of history behind there. Who was it that lived there once upon a time?
Wasn't she SOE? There was a lady with a double barrel name, Crawford Williams and she was SOE.
Really?
Yeah.
But
and there's a chap.
There was an artist lived in there or something that... But I don't... Jane Somerville knows about it.
Okay.
In fact, Jane Somerville is worth talking to.
Well, I know Jane.
Because she knows some... And Ross. Ross has got so much history.
Ross,
he won't talk... Ross is at the Sailing Club, I interviewed.
Yeah, no, I know who
Ross
he is,
but
I've not. Because
Ross has mega knowledge of the history of the village, doesn't he? And he won't talk to it. He won't write it down.
Well, I did an interview on this. So, I've got the record, and I can transpose it and edit it.
Are you doing some interviews with...
Well, the reason for this one is for Feltham in Focus. That's the reason for the interview with Judy yesterday.
Okay.
Relating specifically to the post office.
Okay, fine. And so you're part of the post office
gang,
yeah.
Mob
thing, yeah.
Yeah.
We would like a regular insert into Feltham in Focus. We don't have anyone that can write properly any longer.
Well, you do.
Always
you do.
Lizzie or you. Lizzie, be great. Right. I mean, it'd be great. Under the Feltham Conservation Society, it would be good.
I mean, I don't. It's not a particularly good time to ask her now because she's up to here. But there will be a time when you could gently over a glass of wine suggest it.
Yeah,
I think because, that would be a good idea.
Because Joyce used to do it, and Jane did a marvellous job at it. She was very good at literary.
Yes, she did.
She could really put words together and come up.
It's a skill for sure.
Yeah, and she came up with using her ancestors, because she wouldn't allow us to put anything on our Facebook page. If she wanted to do it without naming people, I have spoken to, and it was probably her great grandmother, or you know, it was somebody.
That's the article about her brother.
Yes,
but she didn't want to call him her brother, did she?
So
on the beach,
she's
a little tot.
Yeah, so she is. There's more than, because she used to know.
Interesting story there.
The guys, the elderly man that owned the manor house when it looked when it was in good condition, Colonel.
Oh yes.
What is it? Have you seen the film? Our film.
Yes. Yeah, because you showed it that night. We were there for that. Yeah. Amazing.
Colonel Manners.
That's it. Manners. Yes.
Something. Right. Or was he the Reverend? Anyway.
Father Manners?
The vicar was Manners. So, but she has, remembers going to garden parties at the manor house.
Yeah.
And I mean, all that is interesting. And if she doesn't say it, nobody's going. You know, no, we need it all.
Yeah, well, let's get these people before they conk off.
Yeah,
it'll be gone.
I'll happily do some interviews.
Be good.
Joyce,
are we in a good place?
Yeah, I think yes.
The one before Father John.
I don't know.